Scotch and Wine. We are bringing to you The Shack today by William P. Young. Let's say a good afternoon, morning, evening, whenever you're listening to this, to myself, Raya McCree.
Lynn.
Treva.
Champagne.
And we're going to go ahead and get started. So yeah, the book is by William P. Young. The movie was directed by Stuart Hazeldine, and the screenplay was by John Fusco and Andrew Lanham. So we'll go ahead and get started. Let's talk a little bit about how we felt that book was.
So I felt like the book was so moving. I was so touched by the book. It just blew me away. I actually had to process the book for about a week or two, because it just seemed like there were so many moving parts, and it took me a minute to kind of grasp and put everything together.
Yeah,
I agree.
A lot of reflection, like self-reflection, I felt like I did after I read the book.
I had more self-reflection after the movie than I did from the book.
Oh yeah?
I don't know why.
Okay.
I think I was concentrating on reading it and retaining the information that it was giving that I wasn't able to reflect upon myself until after I finished the whole book.
Yeah. I think because I think I know everything that when I finished
the book. You do think you know everything.
I literally went out and bought like, you know, 7 copies and proceeded to hand them out to people.
So you were one of those people.
Yes, I was.
You need to read this. You need to read this. You need to read this.
You definitely need this.
Yes. However, I didn't get it to my brother-in-law. So hopefully he'll get it at some point after this podcast.
It was just that the story was devastating. I mean, it was like an emotional roller coaster reading it, right? It was like you went from happy to sad. And it just was like up and down, up and down.
I felt I broke down on this book several occasions, but I really broke down in the book differently than I did in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on different parts.
Because of the reflections you were having?
Definitely because of the reflection. It definitely hit home, this book, for me.
But I think, too, in the movie, seeing things is kind of like...
that's true.
It helped you visualize like what you were reading from a different perspective. Oh, I think they did a great job. I mean, the way the shack alone, right? When I saw the shack on the screen, I was like, that's exactly what I pictured from reading the book.
Exactly.
Even like the breath of fresh air.
What? What are you talking about? What breath of fresh air?
Girl, was it?
What girl? I'm not following you, Raya.
The one who collected the teardrops. What was her name?
Papa? Sarayu.
Papa's Octavia.
Sarayu.
Yeah.
Sarayu.
I did not picture her that way.
I did.
But they described her as Asian.
Perfectly.
Did that miss
in the book.
Come on, I missed that.
They did describe her as an Asian woman. I actually thought she was going to be a little bit older.
I was thinking of an older lady.
See, I actually pictured like Asian, but like Indian Asian. So when I pictured an older Indian lady, not a young, I guess.
But I still kind of pictured her Chinese probably around 40, though. Like, I didn't picture her over that. I think Jesus, what was his name in the...
Jesus.
Was it Jesus?
Aviv. It was Jesus.
Yeah.
No, Aviv,
right? Aviv. Oh, his real name. I thought you meant, his character, Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. Start that thought over.
Okay. I think Jesus looked exactly how it was described in the book. Definitely. Like, they described him from his shirt, everything. I think he's gorgeous, too, by the way.
Oh, he definitely is gorgeous. Oh, yes. Not what I envisioned, gorgeous. But gorgeous.
Was a very good-looking man. I don't recall the description of him in that much detail.
It was perfect.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
But what about Octavia?
I see her. I didn't imagine her playing it as I'm reading the book because I didn't know that I read the book first.
Mm-hmm.
But once the movie started, and I was like, okay, I can kind of see her playing Papa.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it worked itself out for me.
I would never have pictured Octavia. However, seeing her in that role, I think it was fine. It was well casted, but that's not who I pictured.
Right. I was looking for a big mama type person. Mm-hmm. Like the woman that played
Soul
no,
food? Like the woman that played like on Soul Food.
Yeah, like Martin Lawrence.
Not what? Big Mama Martin Lawrence. But the concept, I guess, the person he was trying to portray in the movie, the actual Big Mama. I pictured that type of person playing the role, but I mean, I think Octavia did
oversized
a great job.
Woman, basically. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like tall, like
a little more wise in her age. You know, like
I don't know.
She
don't
definitely
think I
won
had
the age that I imagined, though. Yeah, I get that.
I don't think I had a distinct image in my head. I think that it was kind of changing as I was reading the book. It went from like a younger person to an older person to like a Big Mama to like a kind of like Gayle King kind of thing in my head. And then seeing Octavia Spencer, I was like, well, yeah, that fits.
Mm-hmm. I definitely thought of somebody younger in the in the earlier scenes when, you know, he was talking about her in his head. That's kind of what I thought about somebody younger. But I guess then you really stay the same. I don't know. It was weird.
So, but the one thing in the movie that confused me was when they showed Octavia
in the beginning,
or Papa in the beginning, and was like, come in and get the pie. I didn't understand that piece.
That confused me.
Because I don't remember that in the book. Like, I don't understand that piece
at all. So I think what they tried to do was take Mac from a child and how he used to feel safe with his neighbor because his dad was, you know, an alcoholic abusive father. So they showed her helping Mac, and that was why he envisioned his papa as being Octavia Spencer.
Oh.
So that way, that was his safe zone. That was who he felt
deep
like.
Deep Lynn does it again.
My
so that's what I'm saying. Right? So I was the neighbor the whole time.
No.
Like,
it was his safe zone. That's who he felt safe with.
His neighbor.
Yeah.
Right, so that's why I was thinking, and then when he saw Papa later, I assumed it was supposed to be the same person because that's how he saw that, that's who the person was then. Like, that was his safe person then, and so that's how God appeared to him now as he's older.
That's what Lynn just said.
That was what I was saying.
Right, but in my mind I was thinking, well, why didn't they... Like, the person should have been younger then and then been older now.
No, because that's his distinct memory, is he remembers her at that period of time.
Got it.
So, my question, if that's the case, my question is, why wouldn't he recognize her being there? Like, hey, I know you from when I was younger or something. Well, but like, in my mind, I thought that him seeing the Papa when he was younger, maybe that was his Papa then. Like, that's, he had a relationship with God.
Yeah, when he was younger,
younger.
That's where
that
I was going, but I didn't remember reading that in the book, and I was
and
like...
I didn't read that, yeah.
Well, I think when he saw her as an adult, and she walked in, or he walked into the house to see her, he recognized her, but was like, ah, so you're a Papa. As in, like, he had those recollections of those safe feelings, and was like, okay, I get who you are. Because he didn't say Papa originally. He
Correct.
Was like... I know who you are.
Correct.
And I think that he was having that revelation in his head that he knew who that character or that imaginary person was going to be, and that was his Papa.
Right. Yeah, it's a little too deep for me. That's way...
Because, you know, Lynn got down that. In there.
I like that too, Lynn. I
like la, 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 la. The fields are so pretty. The flowers are pretty.
I can't articulate it the same way, but that's exactly
what I'm
with.
I was
literally
crying the whole movie. Me, I'm over here, like, extra thinking about everything. And concentrating, and I hear like the sobs from you guys, and I'm just that's his safe person.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
that
to me.
Yeah, I got that too.
I think we were probably a little bit too emotional watching the movie, and I couldn't get that deep. Although I didn't, because that wasn't talked about in the book either, it just completely threw me off. The other thing in the book versus the movie is that in the movie, I didn't really understand that he killed his father in the movie, but in the book, they actually said it.
True,
I went and filled up all the bottles with...
Correct.
No, they did show
him.
Poison right next to the bottle.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they showed.
Because you were crying the whole time.
Yeah, they did show
that.
She
didn't
did
see
show
it.
That.
Okay, so I didn't see that, but I guess sometimes I need to hear things to know what's happening.
Right. Yeah,
and in the book, of course, I'm reading it, and he thinks out loud.
Well, they insinuate it in like a movie. So, like, you see the poison bottle, you see the bottles, so you see it kind of filling it, so you kind of put two and two together versus being told. So I understand.
Yeah.
I love the scene when he met up with his dad. It's like he got that apology.
It helped
that
closure.
He could not move forward without that.
That
was a deep scene.
But I completely forgot about that when I was reading the book, I completely forgot about his father. So it was a big shock for me for it to all come full circle. I was just like, oh no, yes, you need that. Right. I completely forgot
about his father. And how about the field and the flower garden and then the trees? And, I mean, just all of that. Everything, you know, I am about trees and gardens and roots and everything.
Oh, Lord.
It was so magical
it
for
was.
Me.
Oh, it my was. Gosh. It wasn't a Disney movie.
Well, it did turn into a Disney movie at that point. Yeah. And when, especially when they had the coffin and all the flowers and the engraving on it, on the wooden box.
Yeah. I missed that part. I was sobbing.
But you know what? I think that's why, like, you felt a lot of the emotion in the movie. Like, the way they visualized, well, the way they put together the visualization, the way that they put together the visuals in the movie, were completely different than the way that I was thinking about them in some aspects. So when I saw that, I was like, wow. Like, I couldn't even imagine that much detail in this scene.
This was so well directed. Oh, I love the detail in it because I was thinking about, like, how he was supposed to go see Jesus out in the shed building something, but he did everything else before he did that. And the whole time in the shed, he was, you know, sanding wood, so he was building the casket. He would have seen that that was the casket that was built.
But in the book, he did.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm saying in the movie, I like how it was, like, kind of avoided.
Yes.
So that way at the end, it was more impactful.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Not to let us in on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a movie, so you need that shock value.
Hollywood. Yeah. One of the only issues, I guess, that I have was when they went to, when Papa took him to find Missy.
Mm.
And, but Missy's been there for a hot minute, I would think. And she was perfectly, looked like Missy.
Right.
Decomposed.
She was how he would imagine Missy.
Right.
But I think that's the same thing. He had to, that was the only way he could see her to have closure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That was what I thought. It was like he had to envision her actual child, his actual child there.
I got that.
But how about the judgment scene? I was like, okay, yes, I don't mind judging nobody no more.
So
in the book, that's the part I broke down on the book because it was so emotional.
Yes.
He was so into it. He was so angry. He was like, I'm not going to do it. But in I think the movie fell short.
He wasn't as angry.
The movie fell short.
He should have been.
I agree.
He was just like, oh yeah, I'm not going to do it.
The book, he had so much passion and emotion behind it.
And he only had a couple of scenes where he really showed anger and still it was just like, okay, let me knock this glass down. Let me knock the world over.
And in the movie, the only time he got that super emotion was when he saw the casket and it had Missy. That's when I broke down in the movie.
Oh, that did too. So, when we talk about the cast, we already said, you know, we liked Mac, we liked Papa, Nan. What do you guys think about Willie? Because, you know, of course, he's that silent character in there, but he had a huge impact on Mac.
He was a narrator, too.
Right? I love that he narrated. Yeah. I love Tim McGraw's voice. Yeah. I love looking at Tim McGraw, even though he didn't have his cowboy hat on, but I still love
Tim
McGraw.
I did not even get that he was a narrator.
Why?
Oh, my gosh.
What are you watching?
What are you reading?
Did you realize in the book that the narrator was Willie?
Yes.
He said that in the book. It says, when I talk about myself, I talk in third.
You're right.
Well, I'm saying even like when we were watching the movie, you were like, Mac narrates it. I was like, no, it doesn't.
I like Tim McGraw too.
I didn't even know it was Tim McGraw without his hat.
Well, because I think he's so good looking with his hat on, but he wasn't that good looking.
Faith Hill.
He wasn't good looking in the movie at all. And I'm thinking,
he looks scruffy.
I like the scruffiness.
Yeah, that's
not
really
as much.
Faith. I love Faith.
Not as much as the cowboy hat, but his voice is just so soothing and deep and raspy.
I love his voice.
I love his voice.
Yeah.
And his walk.
So I'm wondering if we're going to see Tim in other movies, though, because he didn't do a bad job acting.
He did not do a bad job.
I thought he was pretty good.
Hope so. Tim, please be in more movies so we can watch you and listen to you. Thank you.
It wasn't that difficult of a role.
One thing they did leave out, though, was when Tim in the book went to see Mac in the hospital.
Well, in the book, it was
Willie. And he told him. I mean, Willie. I'm sorry.
Look at you over here fantasizing. Get it together. It's like, hey, Tim.
Hey, hey.
Well, Willie was in a hospital to see Mac. Remember, Mac gave a message. Papa gave a message to Mac to send to Willie. And he told him, but in the book, Tim, like, I mean, Willie really got, like, emotional and laughed.
And shook, yes. Shook and I laughed. Do miss that.
In the movie, he didn't, he just was like, oh, good, you know, kind of laughed it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that in the book.
Me too.
I wish they would have showed that in the movie.
That was a good point to bring up. Yeah.
That was a good
I definitely felt that way too.
I don't remember that in the
I do. I do. I do remember. So you guys, what do you think about this book to movie transition? What do you feel? How do you rate this? Treva, we'll start with you.
I actually really enjoyed the movie and I love the book, and I think that gets a full glass of wine.
Okay. What do you think, Champagne?
I would have to agree with Treva. It's definitely a full glass for me, with my tears filling that glass.
Right. Exactly.
I think I give it a long day at work. There was a few parts that I think fell a little bit short in the transition from a book to a movie, but I still enjoyed both.
Okay.
And I give it a full glass because that's my absolute favoritest book in the whole wide world.
Favoritest, like that.
Yes, it is.
Hence why you bought 7 copies.
Yes. William P. Young, I bought 7 copies for your book. But yeah, I did. I really liked it, so I'm going to give it a full glass. So
a little bit short of a bottle.
After hearing everybody's votes, this doesn't get a full bottle, but we all did enjoy the movie as well as the book. And so I would say catch us next time when we come together for our next podcast. I'm not going to tell you what we're doing now. You got to catch us on Instagram at
Read, Watch, Wine.
And if you have any recommendations of some books or movies that you want us to review, hit us up, DM us, and let us know. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.